Down below, somebody shouted. Then there were other voices. Hunk, go please, go! Missy, it'll take them a while to get percolating. We got time. Now give me one little old sloppy kiss. She puckered up, and I puckered up, and our lips met in an outburst of flaming desire. And then she bit me. And I ain't talking about a little nip, fellers. I mean, she got a handle on my lower lip and played meat grinder with it. Just bit the tar out of it. I yelped. Who wouldn't have yelped? It hurt.
Run away, foolish dog.
Then she leaned out and pecked me on my bleeding lip.
But come back another time, oh boy.
Oh boy, you can depend on that. Bye, little darling, and thanks for everything. I struck a high lope and headed south down the canyon. In the distance, I could hear Scrumps shouting at his warriors and telling them to hunt me down. Still, I couldn't resist stopping and looking back one last time. There she stood on that windswept hill, waving goodbye. All at once, I decided, what the heck, I'd go back for one last kiss. Didn't figure old Scrunch could get his boys whipped up and on the trail for another 10 or 15 minutes. Only he did, and the thought of being torn to shreds right there in the snow kind of overpowered my appetite for a kiss. I turned on the speed and went flying down the canyon with Scrunch and his boys hot on my trail. As I passed the Buzzard Cave, I caught a glimpse of old man Wallace. He stuck out his skinny neck, looked at me, looked at the coyotes right behind me, and started jumping up and down.
Junior, get out of that bed! Airborne, airborne, our breakfast is running down the canyon.
That's the kind of friend a buzzard makes. There's always an interior motive. Old man Wallace hopped off the ledge, flapped his wings, and crashed into the snow. And I didn't have time to see what happened next, because them coyotes were closing the gap on me.